Thanks for joining us. I am Noah Frank alongside our sports director, George Wallace, and our operations / weekend sports anchor, Chris Gian. So we're back at this familiar time of year again. It is April, and both the Caps and the Wizards are in the playoffs, which actually is not that familiar of a situation, as it turns out. Going back, doing some research, looks like in the 43 seasons that they've both played here, they've actually only made it 7 times in the same year. They've traded off a lot in terms of when the franchises were good. I was talking with this with George a little bit off air, but how many wins do you guys suppose is the record, the combined playoff wins record in 1 year between these two teams? When they both make it, what do you think is the most amount of games they've combined to win in one playoff season?
I am going to go with 13.
George?
13 combined, so that would mean, well, let's just do the math. So you figure if they win a series, so 4-8, you know they haven't won 2 series each. So let's go 10.
Gian actually got it on the nose. 13, which was two years ago. The Caps won 7, and the Wizards won 6. And that's it. Everything else has been...
That's it.
That was the Paul Pierce I called bank here.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they each obviously got 4 in the first round. Caps went 7 games. Wizards went 6 games in the conference semis.
In the second round.
So, 13.
Right. The Wizards were a John Wall injury away from possibly winning that series. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, bringing us to this year, this is the most games they've ever combined to win in a regular season. They won 104 games. It'll be 105 if the Wizards beat Miami on Wednesday night. So, you know, one... Do you think that we're in a good position to maybe break that record this year? And which team do you see making a deeper run? I'll start with you, Chi.
I would say it's going to be the Capitals, just being in the fact that we had a Washington Post writer on here yesterday talking about how there's really no team, if you match up the Caps one against another, that is as good as them. They won the President's Trophy for the second year in a row for a reason. They're the best team in hockey. Now, matchups... you know, will be a problem for them as the playoffs come along. And I even think Toronto in this first round could be a little bit difficult because they play a fast speed. And the Capitals had issues with them starting off the year, but the second time around that they played, or the last meeting that they had, the Caps won. So, you know, I think this is an opportunity for the Caps to make a run here. And I think that with the defense, the acquisition of Shattenkirk, as well as the forwards, and how just all of them, whether it's TJ Oshie, whether it's Alex Ovechkin, Nick was back. I mean, you can literally go down the line. There's always somebody contributing every single night. I think if one guy goes cold, they have enough to make up for somebody who would be an issue. And I think the Caps should be going to the Stanley Cup Finals this year. So that will at least put them in 12, getting there to. So that, you know, realistically, as long as the Wizards win 2 games in the playoffs, I think that they should beat this record. Yes.
Yeah, sure. I think the Caps are this team is probably the most. It's definitely the deepest. And probably the most well-rounded team that they've built. I mean, we've been saying that a lot every year with this core, but it sounds like this is the team. And it's another year of experience with these guys. And my main thing, you know, it's goaltending in the playoffs is hot. You need hot goaltending. This is another year for Holtby, who's had just a tremendous year again. So he's had the experience now as well. Honestly, for me, with these guys, it's okay. You have Toronto in the first round, and that's not shouldn't be in their head. The thing that worries me about Toronto is, they're playing with house money. They're kind of, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of
they're young. They haven't been in the moment. They just can kind of just play.
They're comparing them a lot to the Caps when they first got in 08. Mm-hmm. So if they just kind of play with no fear and the Capitals playing not to lose, that's what worries me. And then, look, you get to the second round and should they, on paper, yes, you don't play the games on paper, but it's up there for them if it's Pittsburgh. It really is. I mean, there's no reason why this team right now shouldn't beat the Penguins, right? But for me, it would be because you know the matchups there. Yeah, it's about matchups. I think the matchups more in the NBA is an issue. But here, the Caps, they dominated teams this year. I mean, there were stretches there where they were, you know, 18-3 in January. You know, they finished the year, it was 11-3 or whatever section was. So they know what they have to do. And I get it, playoffs are different. But at this point with this team, it's just a matter of just going and imposing your will and just doing it.
There are a lot of free agents on this team that are not going to be back next year. Yeah. Just money wise.
I think you're right. This is it.
If that lends any sense of urgency as a good thing, hopefully not as a pressure thing, but as a hey, this is your chance. You're not going to get this chance again. They knew that last year a lot of these guys would be coming back. They were on 2-year deals or deals that were expiring this year. The one thing that I noticed you know, Alex Ovechkin's ice time is way down. Well, not way down, but down notably enough. It's the lowest of his career since he's been a regular player. They've clearly been trying to shield him and rest him and keep him fresh. And partially as a result of that, I think they've, if you look at their goal scoring distribution, their power play goals are down, but their even strength goals are up, which is good going to the playoffs. You need even strength scoring. You can't rely on penalties all the time and calls are tighter and all that. So I like the way that it shapes up. But, you know, you both mentioned matchups. And to me, the matchups right now, which is crazy to me because 3 months ago I never would have thought this, but I think the matchups might favor the Wizards for a deeper run just because if the Caps hit the Penguins, who knows if they, you know, I don't know, you just don't know. But I don't think that there's, I don't think the Wizards are afraid of the teams above them, especially the Cavs.
That's very true.
The Wizards really... I mean, they basically beat the Cavs here in that crazy game when LeBron hit the ridiculous falling out of bounds shot. And then they went up and actually beat them up there and really took them to town down the stretch, really, I mean, in their own building. If they end up playing the Cavs in the conference finals, I'm not putting money on the Cavs. I mean, no. I don't trust the Cavs, even though they tend to turn it on late, even though LeBron gets star calls, even though all of that. Like, I just... right now, to me, there are certainly teams that they could flame out to, but if they get the Hawks in the first round, I like that matchup. If you look ahead, I mean, Boston, there's obviously some bad blood there,
which could make it fun.
Yeah, there's no team where I'm like, oh, if they run into this team, they can't.
The only one I wouldn't want to see is Milwaukee.
Yeah, which is funny. Which they could.
I still don't want to see Cleveland though either. I mean, I know the matchup could be better in the regular season. Matchups were favorable for the Wizards, but I mean, again, it's almost down to the Pittsburgh Penguins argument. They've been there before in the postseason and won. Would you think that if you're the Wizards, oh man, it's the allure of LeBron James. Now this is time where he steps it up here. I would fear the Cavs a lot more than I would Boston, because I think Boston could be more in a situation just like Washington, where they're coming around.
And plus, these two teams have history in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Cavaliers and Wizards.
But Deshaun Stevenson.
Crab dribbles and everything like that. Yeah. Soulja Boy and Jay-Z. Yeah.
Well, and it'll be interesting right now if the seeds hold, if Boston holds the one seed. I mean, you wouldn't see the Cavs until the conference finals.
Right.
That's beneficial because it makes them play another round before you get there. Assuming everybody stays healthy on your side. The fact that they've played a shortened rotation, we'll see if it leads to tired legs down the stretch. But at least they're used to playing a short rotation, and they have added a couple guys. I mean, Trey Burke was not going to function as a backup point guard in the playoffs. They've been able to shore up, you know, some bench scoring, some backup point guard spots. Around the deadline. I don't know. I think they're well positioned.
Who said it to me? Was it you who said it to me about the Cavs? It's almost better seeing them early. Were we talking about this because of the kind of, I don't know if disarray is the right word, but the way they're struggling, don't give them two series to get going again?
Well, especially just this last week. I mean, they've blown double-digit fourth-quarter leads in back-to-back games. Yeah. And again last night.
Yeah.
Like, they are playing really bad at the end of games when you expect teams that have superstars that shouldn't be a problem. And if
they rest everybody tomorrow, who are the Cavs playing in their finale on Wednesday? I don't even know.
That's a good question.
If they're already talking about LeBron's going to rest, these guys are going to rest. And you know what? The whole, we don't need the number one seed. We'll take, you know, we beat Boston a couple weeks ago handily. Okay, you know what? I want game seven on my home floor. Mm-hmm. But then again, the Cavs went to Golden State last year in game seven and won it. So, but you don't want to ever have that. Why make it harder for you when you don't have to? That's all.
So that brings me back around to the poll question that we're asking everybody else, and we wouldn't be doing our due diligence if we didn't answer it ourselves. We posed this about a year ago. I think it was actually after the Caps had gone out of the playoffs. I like it better with both these teams on the brink going in. Which will be the next top level? We're talking Big Five, so non-Valor Castles edition, Washington sports franchise to win a title. Gian.
I'm going with Washington Capitals for the reasons I mentioned. I think, and everybody's mentioned here, they built this team knowing that in the 2016-2017 season was almost their last chance, because a lot of these guys on the final year of their deal, a lot of veterans on their team, especially guys like Brooks Orpik, who's 36 years old now, they built this team to win now, and I think that they have the best chance to do so given the competition that's out there. You know, don't forget the teams like Tampa Bay Lightning didn't make the playoffs this year. They've always been kind of pesky in the playoffs, knocking out teams that are supposed to be really highly seeded. Wizards are solid, and I like the idea of the Wizards being that they have a ton of scores. So if they get behind in a game, I wouldn't freak out so much when you have Wall, Beal, Bogdanovich, even guys like Otto Porter Jr., Brandon Jennings, who can score in bunches. I like your chances to go far. I just, you know, NBA is so tough, and LeBron James is still out there for me. It's hard for me to pick them.
So is Steph Curry.
So is Steph Curry.
Don't forget about the Western Conference.
Don't forget about those guys.
That's exactly right. The Washington Nationals, I don't think it's so much an issue as far as the Nationals are concerned. I just think the Chicago Cubs still are too strong of a team in the National League for anybody to overtake them. You saw Jake Arrieta pitching this past Sunday. I know it was against the Milwaukee Brewers, but he can still just absolutely devastate you. And then, you know, you go right down the line there with Lester, and their lineup is just lethal. And, you know, the Dodgers, I think, are on the same even
playing field. And have you seen the Nats bullpen?
Yes. Yes, I have. I even Coda Glover, who everybody's like, oh, yeah, he's the new anointed closer now that Blake Trinan is struggling, isn't exactly looking all that great either. So, yeah, bullpen has got to be solid. Look at the Baltimore Orioles in the bullpen. We're talking about bullpen real quick. Orioles are winning games because of their bullpen and the strong suits that they've been in. They don't have the great starting pitching. They're kind of the polar opposite of the Nats. So I think Nats are close too, but it's more the Cubs still being out there that will prevent them from getting it.
I'm torn on it. I mean, I'd love to say the Redskins, but that's not going to happen. I think that I'm going to say the Capitals as well. And I think that because this is, and if it's not this year, then they're not going to win it. I really don't think they're going to win it if it's not this year. You're like you said, this is it. This is their run. This is they're built to win it right now. You've rolled through the regular season. They are playoff tested. They're playoff battled. Yes, I haven't made it past the second round, but I think this, you know, is the, do I trust them at all? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I don't trust them. But I think if you're asking me which is the next team to do it, because I don't trust the Nationals right now because of some of the issues they're having and the other teams out there. And I think that team, this isn't the last gasp for the Nationals. It's getting close though, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, we'll see. We'll see how the contracts shape up, you know, moving forward. I mean, if you're talking about Bryce Harper as a key to that window, then you're talking two more years, right?
With, yeah, I mean, you have Scherzer, Strasburg locked up, but as far as Harper, what's Murphy's deal? This is it for him, right? He's signed a 2-year deal?
He'll expire at the same time as Harper after next season.
After next year. Okay, Worth, we'll see what he does, but Adam Eaton's locked up for Val Rendon. The core is still there is what I'm saying, but I think this is it for the Cavs. This is it. Gung-ho, all or nothing. And see if they get it done this year. But I do like the way the Wizards are going. I think that they have the core. I think you've definitely seen a new attitude with Scott Brooks this year. I like it a lot. But they're not there yet. This is it for the Caps.
Yeah, you know, your point, I mean, obviously with all those contracts going out this year, that's my only hesitation on the Caps, is that if they don't get it done this year, they're not getting it done.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
It's going to be somebody else. If the Wizards hadn't tied up so much money in those bad contracts this last offseason when they didn't need to, they'd be in a position to make the necessary improvements. You feel like, oh, that core's there. I don't know how much better they can get until they can clear some of that money. For me, it's kind of up between the Nats and United, because you got teams with good cores and good, you know, strong.
You don't trust the Caps either, huh?
Well, I mean, if I'm banking on, if I'm saying all in on this season,
right.
I don't know. I like the hedge play of having a little, you know, a little more leeway with deeper younger rosters. I would say the younger roster is probably United.
Mm-hmm. I was gonna say the Young Bucks are scoring too.
Yeah,
against Philadelphia.
I mean, they've got arguably the best goalkeeper in MLS, who's what, 24, Bill Hamid, and they've got a bunch of good young players. Like, they've signed some good young guys coming in this year. I like the way they've developed that team. They're moving into a new stadium. Like, they kind of have that, like, if someone's going to win in the next 5 years, I feel better about them. And to your point, Chris, about the Cubs, like, you have all these super teams right now in MLB. It's really, really top heavy, where there's like five or six really good teams and then kind of everybody else, as opposed to you're the best of a more graduated scale of teams. And yeah, I mean, they're probably the third best team in the National League.
Yeah.
They could win 97 games and be the third best team in the National League, which is,
and I do think they'll win 90, right? I think
yeah,
they'll win 90.
92. Yeah, I mean, I think I picked them to win 95 or 96.
I think I did too. 96, more than last year.
Yeah, and you know, but the Dodgers and the Cubs are both so good that
let's not forget the Mets too. I mean, I still think the Nationals are better than the Mets, but let's just say the Mets finish better in the NL East, and the Nats have to go to a one-game playoff and a wild card. You never know what can happen there either, so it can just go away just like that. As good as you are,
so. I'm going to take United and be the contrarian here, but
okay.
All right, guys, thanks for joining me, and I'm sure
Redskins, right? Redskins.
No. I'm sure we'll have plenty more to say as these playoff series continue. Hopefully, we will be able to reunite in about 2 weeks' time and be talking about conference semifinal rounds for both the NBA and the NHL.
I was gonna say, we better not be back here in a week talking about locker cleanout days.
No. If it is, it's baseball season, everybody. All right, thanks, guys.